Mr. President, improving the health and quality of life for Americans is very important to all of us. And access to safe and effective prescription drugs is a major step in accomplishing these goals. With recent scientific advances, a number of medical therapies have been made available to treat and, in some cases, to cure diseases. We want Americans to continue to have access to safe and effective drugs that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration. But we must not create opportunities for potentially dangerous drug products from foreign countries to reach the American consumer. For example, counterfeit products, those that have been tampered with or those of unknown origin, should not be brought into this country. I'm concerned that allowing the importation of prescription drugs would allow such risks to become more likely. The amendment proposed by the senator from North Dakota will put in jeopardy the process we now have to ensure the safety of prescription medications and protect the health of the American people. I'm offering this second-degree amendment to require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to certify that the importation of drug products will not pose additional risks to Americans and will indeed lower costs to consumers. If, as some argue, a policy of importation is safe and will reduce costs, this amendment should not be a problem. We've debated this issue before on several previous occasions. For example, during the consideration of annual appropriations bills for the Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration and related agencies, when considering the Greater Access to Pharmaceuticals Act, and even during the debate and passage of the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003, a similar amendment to require the safety of imported drugs was considered and unanimously approved each time. In all of these instances, the Senate has adopted this amendment by unanimous vote. The safety of the American consumer must be our number one priority. These safeguards should also be applied to this proposal. We should be certain that any change we make in the law does not result in less protection in terms of the safety of the drugs supplied to the American people, and will indeed make prescription drugs more affordable. Liberalization of protections that are designed to keep unsafe drugs out of this country, especially considering the terrorist threats we face now, should occur only if the necessary safeguards are in place. This amendment will ensure that the concerns of the last two administrations regarding safety and cost effectiveness are addressed prior to the implementation of this proposal. Counterfeiting of drugs has become a more common practice throughout the world, and the transshipment of these counterfeit products through Canada is one of the most serious dangers we face. The Canadian government itself has said that drug products shipped to Canada for resale in other countries do not fall under the Canadian regulatory system, and they can provide no assurance as to the safety or authenticity of such drugs. In fact, President Bush yesterday released a statement of administration policy strongly opposing any provision that allows importation of drug products outside the current safety system of the Food and Drug Administration. The statement declares that the president's senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill if this provision is included. Mr. President, I ask that a copy of the statement of administration policy be included in the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
These conditions contained in this amendment are the same as those the Senate has previously adopted on other occasions, on other bills. I urge the Senate to again support this language and approve this amendment.